Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, joined by the legendary Jamie McCulley. Today on the podcast, we wanted to talk about a new phenomenon that is all over Twitter called ClaudeBot. If you are not a developer, like myself, I'm not a developer. I want to break this down for non-technical people. Technical people are obviously going to love this. But the reason I want to bring this up is because I think this is the future of there's going to be tools like this that are coming out for non-developers very soon. So I want to break down what developers are doing with ClaudeBot right now and kind of where I see the future of this. Essentially, it's an autonomous AI model that lives on your device, so on your computer, and it goes and completes actions for you. Now, this sort of sounds familiar because we have things like ChatGPT agents, but that sort of lives inside of ChatGPT. And then we have like different things inside of browsers. Like there's like a Anthropic's Claude browser extension that can sort of do some things for you. So anyways, all of these things are kind of coming together. This is a really interesting new project. So I'll break down everything going on here and where I think this will go in the future. But before we do, Jamie, why don't you tell us about the school community?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to, you know, make money on the side or even grow your business using AI, you need to check out our school community. We recently started a brand new series on how you can use Lovable and different vibe coding apps to create your own software that actually works and does things for you. I created two different widgets to add to my website, which helped me actually rank on for Google Gemini for a specific term. So we're really, you know, really diving deep into the whole vibe coding thing specifically with app creation and website rankings, things like that. So if has any interest to you, you need to check out our school community. It's only $19 a month. We have over 300 members there, and it's a great place to just stay up to date with some of the latest strategies on how you can make money using AI. So we release bonus content every single week. We have a variety of different categories. But like I said, right now we're focusing on vibe coding, and we have a course coming out on that. So if that interests you, check it out. But let's talk about this ClaudeBot. I think this is a really interesting concept. I actually ran into a scenario recently where I wish I had something like ClaudeBot. And that is on Instagram, I made a post about, I wanted to do a poll of like how many people live in West Michigan that follow me on Instagram. Because I'm trying to grow a realtor business. And so I want to reach out to those people with an offer. And I was planning on using ManyChat, which is like an auto respond tool that's connected to Instagram, but it won't do survey response. So if people, check to a survey, I have to manually go in and send them a message. But if I had something like ClaudeBot, I could have it actually perform the action for me, which is pretty exciting. So Jaden, why don't you tell us a little bit more about ClaudeBot?
Okay. So what a lot of people are doing with this and the tweets that are going viral on X about this is people saying they buy like a MacBook or they buy a Mac Mini computer, and then so it's like its own separate computer, and then they get ClaudeBot and they run it, they set it up on here, and they give it tasks and jobs, and it will just run them full time. It has full access of the computer, everything on the device. In reality, you don't need a Mac Mini. You technically can run this thing on a Raspberry Pi, but if you're not a developer, you probably don't want to mess around with that. But you could run it on a virtual private computer as well, which it's easy to set up a virtual private computer and have this thing downloaded and running on. So what it can do, it runs on your device and it can work with any chat app. So it can do WhatsApp, Telegram, Discord, Slack, Signal, or iMessage, and it can message those things. So what a lot of people are doing is they're going to set it up with a task like, hey, every time I, you know, for example, for Jamie and I, I'd be like, every time I record podcast, go grab the podcast from Riverside, do these edit features for us, and then download the podcast and put it into this folder. And we probably could then get it to upload it and like just go through the whole process of what we need it to do. Like it becomes, because it can control the entire computer, the entire device, it can do everything, and it has root access, has full access to read and write files, which I mean to people is like kind of scary, right? Like if you give it root access to your computer. But especially if you're running it on its own device, it can go. And this thing can run 24/7. So you could just give it all of these tasks. I mean, it's like a new way of automating software, basically. Any job that you're trying to automate, this thing can run 24/7, just completing tasks on a computer. It has persistent memory, so it remembers everything you tell about it. You tell it, so it's like very unique. Your preferences, your context, everything is all remembered there. And then it has browser control. So it can go on the internet, it can search the web, it can fill out forms, it can extract data from any website. So it's like a scraper, it's a bot, it can take actions for you. And then what's really cool is that it can be plugged into a whole bunch of different software and plugins. So they have a list of like all of the integrations that it currently works with. So currently it's got a bunch of the chat models that I talked about. It integrates with Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, XAI, OpenRouter, Mistral, DeepSeek, Hugging Face, Perplexity, a bunch of those. Then for productivity, it's got like Apple Notes, it's got Trello, GitHub, Notion. For music, it can do Spotify and Shazam. For your smart home, it can do like Philips Hue and 8 Sleep, your home assistants. It can do all of your Chrome browsers. It can do Gmail, weather, password, webhooks. It can do cron jobs for developers. That's pretty cool. It's like scheduled tasks, basically. Image generation, GIF searching, cameras, Twitter. It can go and like reply to people on Twitter if we need more Twitter spam. I don't think so, but it also can read and send emails, which is really interesting. And then it works on Mac, iOS, Android, Windows, and Linux. And yeah, it's amazing. Okay. This is cool. And to set this thing up, you do kind of need to be a developer. I mean, you have to, you could watch a tutorial probably and get it pretty quickly. But like, if you have an aversion to code, then just know that these same tools are going to be coming out very soon for non-developers. And like, just start thinking today about, we're in such a bubble. And I think people on the cutting edge of this are really cutting edge. But just start thinking about like, what are the tasks I could get this thing to complete? Like what tasks do people normally do all day, every day? Like, you can train this thing to do that. And as these things get better at clicking and understanding, like, this is the system that people are going to use to fully automate a job role, like a office job role, basically.
Yeah. So just to clarify, something that's different about this compared to like, you know, the Atlas browser or something like that, is that you can go outside of your browser and actually interact with files on your computer. Is that the main benefit? Okay. Is this the first of its kind, or just what's going viral about this specifically? What use cases are people doing with this right now currently?
So the one interesting one from like an hour ago on X I saw was Kevin Xu. He said, gave Claudebot access to my portfolio, trade this to $1 million. Don't make mistakes. 25 strategies, 3,000 reports, 12 new algorithms. It scanned every X post, charted every technical, traded 24/7. It lost everything, but boy, was it beautiful. Okay, this was a joke. But like, I think in this joke is a concept of what it can do, right? Like, trade this to $1 million. Don't make mistakes. Don't make mistakes is kind of the meme of like that you tell Claude, don't make mistakes. And of course, it's going to make mistakes. But so don't give it like a grow my business 10x tomorrow. Like, don't give it like a job like that, but give it like a job. And what inside of this, what he said is possible. It can create 25 strategies. It can create 3,000 reports. It can create new algorithms. It can scan every post on X and work 24/7. So like, it is very useful, and it's got a lot of cool things. There was another, X is so bad because this is like super useful and insanely useful, but there's so many memes coming out about it. One of the funny ones that I saw was someone saying like, feeling very demoralized after setting up Claudebot, I realized that there's nothing in my life I do that, like nothing very important that I actually do on my life that's worth automating or something. Like, it's like, it's not that, not high enough value. But yeah, there is some really cool stuff. Okay, here's one that someone said. They said, just to see what would happen, I texted someone my Claudebot to make a reservation for me next Saturday at a restaurant. When the open table reservation wasn't working, it used its 11 Labs skill to call the restaurant and completed the reservation and was able to do that. So like, yes, you could use open table, but open table wasn't working, or something's not working, or something's broken. Or I mean, a lot of ideas you have, there isn't another way to do it. So is there other softwares or tools or things that sort of work? Yes, but this feels like the first like platform that is all encompassing and can connect to everything and take control of an actual computer. And one thing I will say, it's called Claudebot, but it's not made by Anthropic. It's you can connect Claude to it, but you could also connect Google or OpenAI or a lot of other things. It's just an indie dev that made this.
Yeah, it's C-L-A-W-D bot. So not C-L-A-U-D-E, it's C-L-A-W-D. So, but yeah, interesting. Yeah, I would be interested to see if it could do any trading for you if you do like paper trading just with imaginary money. Obviously, you'd want to do that first, but just to see if it could actually make a positive difference or not. But that's a funny use case.
So one other thing that I will say about ClaudeBot is that there's a lot of, there's a lot of very interesting things that you can do with it for sure. And I've had people, like one of them that I saw someone was talking about was like they would have it every day go check their calendar. And it would like make like a little report that it would text them, because it works with every messaging app. So basically he'd get a text every morning with like his meetings and like anything he needed to prepare for them. So like you could do things like that where it's going and checking on different services and it's sending you messages. It's like, it feels like it's kind of replacing N8N or Zapier, where you set up these like really complex automations that could go do something. Now you just have an AI model that you don't have to go on Zapier. You don't have to mess around. You just explain what you want it to do and it will go and accomplish all of the tasks for you.
Yeah, no, that's a super cool idea. I'm definitely going to be playing around with it to see what I could come up with. I wonder if you could have it help you manipulate your AI streaming, music streaming hustle, since it can interact with Spotify. If you could have it like bot stream your stuff, you know?
I do not endorse bot streaming. You'll get banned. When I was a young lad, that was definitely something that was interesting to me, and no good ever came of it, and everything got banned. So I don't endorse it. But there's a lot of interesting things you could do. It definitely could help me edit music and post music and do a lot of the processing of that kind of stuff. So I do think there's a lot of interesting tools and stuff you could get this thing working on. So that's pretty cool.
Well, hey, if you appreciated this episode at all or got any value out of it, we would love a rating or review wherever you listen. Those really help our podcast reach more people, and we really appreciate those. And don't forget to check out our AI Hustle School community if you want to specifically focus on vibe coding and learn a little bit. We have a course coming out over there, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.